Yeah.
Oh, we should have all worn it.
It's blurry.
We could have matched.
Everything's so blurry.
Eh. Well, what we really need to do is we need to plan one of the games and then all of us wear it and get Alex to show up with his.
Yeah.
And then we'll just go around and people be like, oh, you guys are on the team. All right, let's let them in.
Yeah. We need to wear what the key is fucking khakis.
It's true. One time I was up there, I think it was like they were doing some sort of shirt thing or something. Go Ducks. And I went up after subbing. So I had the khakis on and I already had a duck polo. They let me into the practice facility and I was like, nobody said anything. I just walked right in. I was like, well, I'm going to go walk around some more.
Right. I mean, we're at that age now where we get away, you know.
Yeah.
It, like, as a kid, you know, you act like you're supposed to be there and no one will say anything. But we're old enough that if we even, like, slightly act like we're supposed to be there.
I can, like, I'll take it a step further. If you act oblivious to the fact that you're not supposed to be somewhere, they will let you be there. Like,
yeah.
If it weren't, if I was allowed to have just been on my own at the Red Box Bowl, like, I completely wandered into the area, and, like, you and Bailey couldn't get through, and you guys were like, Jake, and I was like, shit, I'm two steps away from being gone. Like, because I just did the, oh, here's a drunk guy that doesn't know where he's going. Oh,
right.
You know?
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'm out. I thought you guys were in on it, and I turn around and look, and you guys are like 100 feet behind me. I'm like, God damn it!
Hang on. It was like, remember when we found that pass, the visitor pass, when Eastern Washington was at Autzen?
Sideline pass. Yeah.
Yeah, we found the sideline pass for an Eastern Washington recruit.
Dude, Bailey. Yeah. Bailey was on the field. What game was he on the field for this year?
Did we play Arizona State at home? No. Cal game.
Yeah.
He went over behind the couch. He went over and stands behind Cal.
Yeah,
and
he was just chilling. Like, oh. He was wearing gray and khakis. He was wearing khakis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got looked at, but nobody was like, yeah, you're not really supposed to be here.
Yeah, they couldn't. He had the carte blanche.
Like, yeah.
He has the pass.
Yep.
The pass.
You can
say good. I don't deserve the pass and escort me out of here, but I have the pass. You can't tell me I don't belong here.
Right.
Yeah.
They got that backwards. You can't tell me I'm not allowed to be here, but you can tell me I don't belong.
This pass says you're wrong.
Oh, man. Well.
All right, man. Are you ready for a good-ass show?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Seattle Dave? Cool.
Shit.
All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show, and we're actually broken up again. We've got another guest host with us for this week. He's frozen on my screen right now. But, oh, there he moved it just now there again. Oh, now he's spitting into something.
Yeah, he needs to turn the background off.
Yeah, he needs to turn that background off because it's making everything all shitty. But you'll remember him from previous episodes. It's our favorite angry Filipino.
Oh, well, looks like I'll just be.
He'll be Dave.
Why you do? There we go. All right, turn it off.
There we go.
There.
Hey!
No more frozen. Not in Seattle anymore.
There we go. It's America's favorite Filipino, David Deep.
Yeah.
And it would not be
shitty
the show.
In Tri-City.
Shitty in Tri-City. It would not be the show that we know, the show that we love, the show that it is today. He's upgraded to the second man in the booth because you may be able to tell by now that Alex, he's not here today. Again! The bastard. I might have to do another Alex impersonation later on in the show. We'll see about that. But he is the mouth of the Deep South. He's a proprietor of RedArrowPNW.com. It's Robin.
It's very good.
It's very good.
Yeah, what's up?
What's happening? So yeah, we're here again. Yeah. And
we are back, and Alex has failed to show up 2 weeks in a row. That is, I think what he's really trying to do is show up now that it's been twice. He can do the double Shanghai reveal. Ooh, on us.
Well, he's going to show up and have negative corn.
Exactly. He's going to show up and be like, negative corn. Look at my broccoli. And we're like, what is that? And he's like, it's negative corn.
Negative corn.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly. Well, we'll see.
If he shows up and has broccoli next week, like, doo-ding, doo-ding,
all is forgiven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I might even bring just a scoreboard.
Pack some broccoli and mail it to him.
That'd be gross.
We could do that.
It'd be gross by the time we got there.
Like, three words. I'm talking about, like, pallets of it. Put it in the sun for a couple days. Dude, it's just on his doorstep.
There are two.
He just hears a truck backing up to his parents' house. What the hell is that?
It's your shipment of broccoli.
It's 2 metric tons of broccoli? What am I going to do with this? And it's gone bad?
And it's gone bad.
The shipping company that label it negative corn.
Alex calls us. He's like, guys, what is this? We're like, it's a double Shanghai reveal, motherfucker. Gotcha.
If that isn't a shirt and then just by the end of next week, I have failed.
Just like a crate of broccoli, just in front of the house.
A crate of broccoli is the name of the episode as an early leader.
Yes. So on my, I've got a baseball team that I'm teaching these kids. Something, yeah. I guess. I don't know shit about baseball. I'm like, all right, who wants to practice hitting?
Me!
Yeah, everyone likes to hit. Okay, yeah. Cool. So that's basically practice. but I've got these kids, and if we hit a double, I've told them, you know, because, you know, every team has their thing. If you get a double, you celebrate in your own sort of way. So if we hit a double, the guy on second calls out with a to the dugout, who responds in kind.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. So I'm hoping for a lot of doubles so we can annoy everybody.
Well, what grade is, what age are they?
U10, so they're 8 to 10.
Yeah, you'll get a few then, yeah.
Like, as soon as it starts, everyone will want to do it.
Right. Well, no, what I'm saying is, like, you'll get a few doubles.
Oh, yeah, no, it'll happen. Like, it's baseball, and these kids are, like, nobody's
I'm going to have a double, like, in a little bit.
Hey. All right, cool. I had, like, one of the kids, I had today, one of the kids was feeling a little big for his britches.
Uh-oh.
So I told him, I was like, all right, you're feeling pretty good about your heater? He's like, yeah. I'm like, bring it over here. Let me grab a bat. Let's see what the old man can do with that heater. Fucking roped it off the fence.
Feeling froggy. Let's go.
Like, that's what I think about your four seamer. That's what I think about your... Like, I went and got the ball. There's a black mark on it from the bat. I'm like,
right.
Like, what? That, like, yeah, take that, under 10-year-old. What's up? It was funny though, because I was talking to him up before. I'm like, are you ready to strike out an old man? That's what's gonna happen, right? You're gonna strike out an old man. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna strike your ass out. I'm like, okay, all right. Just laced it. It was hilarious.
Tink.
Yeah. And he's like, whoa.
Nobody ever hits off of me.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
He just fucking frozen rope into his forehead.
Dude, Nolan took one off the forehead this practice. Like,
oh my god.
Kid has been hit by a ball, I think, in every practice so far, and has not once been like, I don't want to play anymore. He's like, wants to get right back out there.
There was a kid today at the hike school, and I'm not exactly sure how this happened, but he was hitting a basketball with a bat, and it somehow hit off of something else and came back, and now he has a concussion. I was like, how? That's, I'm not even mad.
I'm impressed.
Good for you. Yeah.
Physics and riddle is weird.
Yeah. Oh, that's for sure. A lot of things are weird there.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of...
That's where my nephew's playing baseball out of real. Oh,
yeah. Right. Yep, because they don't have a team in Day's Creek. They co-op with Rydell.
I hate that.
I know. It's not as bad as the football from last year when like half the teams co-opt with another team because they're like, we're not going to have enough kids. But like, really, it was all of the good kids still played.
Right.
Except for at Glendale. And so we're getting hammered against all these like Days Creek and Riddle combined in football. I'm like, you guys had like 7 first team kids on offense. How is that fair in 8-man football?
Yeah.
Stupid.
And the other guy was on second team.
Right. Exactly. No, he was actually the water boy. They only played with 7.
That's just like Mohawk and McKenzie. Those schools, like mm-hmm. they should be 2A schools, but they play down. At least they did when I was in school. Like
yeah, Mohawk at least in football was 1A. And McKenzie was terrible at football.
Yeah, McKenzie was like they were basketball school.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen him play basketball. Yeah, I haven't seen either of them play basketball.
Yeah, McKenzie, when I was playing 1A basketball, here we go. All right, everybody, story time.
Here we go.
Here we go. Back in my day when I was playing high school basketball, back in the 2000-aughts, all right, way back then. No, McKenzie and Mohawk were regularly like 1 and 2 in state. And these were the days of like Canyonville being top rated. Because they were importing
CCA.
Kids. Yeah, CCA. Yeah. They were importing kids from Germany.
There's no school in Canyonville. Oh.
It's a charter school. Which the funniest part about it, if you know anything about charter schools, a charter school, for those who don't know, I may as well just tell you, they basically set the rules of the school when they found the school. And you can't change them. Because it's a charter. And that's the way that the rules were set. And so you have to go to school and follow the rules of that school. And so there's a lot of really draconian rules at CCA. So, yeah, we got our principal when I went to Lifegate came from CCA. He had a lot of interesting ideas. I have a feeling
that charter schools, there's got to be more than one definition because technically Days Creek is a charter school. And it didn't used to be.
Interesting.
And the charter school thing started, I feel like, in the late 90s is when they started adding charter schools in Oregon. And it was really just a way of schools to be able to hire teachers that didn't necessarily have a specified field that they were certified in.
Gotcha.
So that's the way I've understood charter schools, but I mean, that explanation makes sense too, because that would make sense for like a Christian school,
right? Which is what CCA is,
right? And there's a few of those. Honestly, when you look at the 1A basketball,
it's all Christian schools.
So it's crazy. Yeah,
I played Umpqua Valley Christian School, UVC. They're in Roseburg.
That's in Roseburg. Yeah, yep.
Somewhere in Roseburg. Yep.
I always thought it sounded like an STD.
So did I. Like, I got a concussion.
I contracted UVC this spring break.
Got the old UVC down in Roseburg. Yeah. Walrus did it again. So these kids, coaching kids is fun because I wear Oregon gear to every single practice.
As you should.
Because it's my duty.
I mean, I also wear Oregon gear to every practice.
Right, right.
But I'm in Oregon.
You're in Oregon. I'm in the heart. I'm in the rich people part of Seattle. I'm in the McMansion section of Seattle. Like, I'll have to send you a Snapchat next time I leave practice because there's like people got pillars. Like they went Corinthian in these houses out here. Like
wow.
So what you're saying is not very diverse there.
That's exactly what I'm saying. A lot of Vietnamese. I pretty much everyone that I tried to move to West Seattle at one point, and pretty much everyone who was renting rooms or like places in general, like they were Vietnamese homeowners in the area. It was wild. I was like, I don't know if you and I our lifestyles are gonna work well together. I don't like squid.
I kind of like it.
In your house agreement, I can't wear shoes in the house.
Yeah, have you met me? You might want to change your charter when you find out.
A charter home.
Charter homes. So anyway, these kids, like these kids, some of them are delusional Husky fans. Go Ducks. And they think that they can step to me about Oregon versus Washington.
Oh.
Yeah. And I look at them and I'm like, dude, you're how old? Like, Washington has won 2 of the last 17 times they've played. Like, you're not relevant. Calm down. He's like, yeah? How many Rose Bowls have you won? I don't know, 3 or 4, I think. He's like, I was like, when was the last time you guys went to one? He's like, 2 years ago. I'm like, that was Oregon.
Yeah.
And he kind of looked at me. Sorry. He's like, I'm like, yeah, 28-27 against Wisconsin.
We Justin ranked, Herbert yeah, ran ranked, for we, 3 touchdowns.
We were ranked number 5. Is that good? Yeah. Is that good?
I feel like that's not bad.
When they have a small number next to your name, does that mean a good thing?
Because Washington doesn't do that.
They don't do that at Washington. They don't.
Usually it's the other way, that small numbers at the start.
Yeah, usually the only time Washington like has a small number next to its 12. Name is when it's a score.
Yeah. Yep. Or their total wins.
Or total wins, yeah. Cause,
goddamn right.
Hey, you know, Arizona may be the only team in the Pac-12 that hasn't won. Arizona now in Colorado. But Arizona is the only team that hadn't won a conference championship in football. But they've never gone 0-12.
That is also correct. Yeah.
Not
That's once. A tough one.
Yeah.
That's a tough
it's
one.
It's impressive. Especially when you've got such a generational talent like Jake Locker. And now it's time for the Jake Locker slander section of this podcast.
I'm pretty sure I saw Jake Locker at Oregon tailgating a few times.
Yeah, the toilet.
That was a porta potty.
The porta potty. I forgot about that. They had a port of the Jake's Locker. They brought to every Washington game. That was great.
It was very good.
I really wish I had thought about just trying to go and use it. They're like, "Who are you?" I'm like, "I'm Jake." Who said you can use it?
Yeah.
Names on it. Heard of...
Yeah.
Duh.
Makes sense.
Can't park that there, mate.
I also did some coaching this week, and I went to that fucking triangle track in Mapleton.
I fuck Mapleton.
But, like, the cool thing was, is, like, I got there, and I see the sign above their little outbuilding, whatever their, I don't know what it is, but anyway, and it says Bowerman, and I was like, Bill Bowerman? Isn't that the guy's name that started Nike with Phil Knight?
Sure enough.
Yeah, and then turns out, yep, he paid for that track. And then more fun facts from those guys were like, yeah, it's the only triangle-shaped track in the world. And I was like,
for a reason.
No, it's not. No, it's not. No shit.
Like, tell me a fact that you didn't think was true until you looked it up. I'll go first.
Yeah. And it's 300 meters long, which is weird.
So you have to run a full lap and then some.
It was nice when they did the 300 hurdles. It was just a lap. But that was the only time it was convenient. Every other time, it was not.
The 400's a like, pain in the ass.
Yeah.
The 200's the kid, annoying.
Well, the ones that are the worst are
fucked.
The 800 and the... 15 and 3,000, because those are just mostly laps. But like the 100, they do have a straight, so you can still do the 100. There's a long enough straight to do the entire 100.
Okay.
And then they use that for the 200, so you start there. Or no, you don't. You start on the back corner. And then the 400, they started back on there, I think. I don't remember. Anyway, it was just... Do something like not weird, fucking right. Mapleton.
Dude, I wanted to do track again at my tiny ass little 1A school, but they wanted me to sprint. I'm like, fuck you, I'm a thrower. Like, why do you want me to run? Like, you want me to come in last? And like, you know what's gonna happen? Yeah, I'm gonna sign up for the 100, and then I'm gonna miss my call time every single meet.
I really don't understand the track coaches that are like that. They're like, everybody's going to run and you're going to do at least 2 events or, you know, and you're always going to run. Like, yeah, I'm not like that. Like, we just, I don't know. I'm just not gonna do that.
It's like,
and yeah. We also have the nerdiest track team ever.
Well, that was in...
What, Dave?
Race, they're gonna do competitions or something like that.
Yeah, like half of that cut out. I don't know why.
Yeah, competitions or something like that.
Yeah, dude. Yep.
I wonder why it's being so weird. Like, because my connection, we're in the same place, and mine is not like yours.
Are you? You guys are in the same building?
Yeah, he's at my house.
Yes. Oh, weird.
Yeah.
The call is coming from inside the house.
Inside the house.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know which Wi-Fi connection you're connected to, but
it's the wrong
next
one.
Next time I'll give you a wire.
Yeah,
I think I'm on the ISIS one.
Oh, yeah.
You like
I can
ISIS?
See.
That's why my connection is bombing.
So earlier today, the wife says to me, "Hey, so I gave so and so your number." And I said, "I know I'm Jewish, but we use names now."
Oh! That one hurts. Just a little bit.
Just a bit.
So good.
Wow.
But yeah, it's fun to make fun of the Huskies in front of Daniel.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yeah. So I just saw a new movie.
Oh, what'd you see?
I saw Jackass Forever.
Yes, me too.
It was incredible.
Other than the multiple times I saw wieners.
Right. They're like
great movie.
There was a lot of dick.
Like way more than normal.
It's like they were trying to get. They were trying to see how much dick they could get in the movie.
Well, the thing is, they're old and they can't do regular stunts. So now they're like, well, we got to show our junk.
Yeah. It's either get hit in the balls or show your balls.
Yeah. My favorite was Steve-O doing the fart underwater that they were trying to light.
That's what. Okay. There was one thing I was trying to remember that killed
me.
That
was so good.
Oh,
my God. That was my favorite. Because when it finally blew, it like shot him back. And they're like, what the?
And nobody was ready for it either.
No. Because it was just they had like the automatic spark igniter thing. And man, that was.
So here's
my question.
A
good one.
Like, what do you have to do? To get, like, do you just take, like, a really light laxative to give yourself gas? Or do you eat a bunch of like, rotten broccoli off of Alex's porch?
I would imagine they do something, you know, where they're... It's definitely dietary, whatever it is. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they have, like, dietitians for that.
I wish they would have, like, said something about that. Like, yeah, Steve-O's been doing nothing but eating shrimp and broccoli for the past, you know, 6 weeks.
Another thing I noticed was the toilet prank they did from the first movie where the dude takes the shit in the toilet.
Yeah.
Except for he's in the yard and it blows up. I was a little upset that they had a Fusky wearing like he had the Fusky hat. And I was like, what is this? Get off my screen. I don't flip off the TV too often, but that was one of the times.
That was one of them.
Yeah.
You pointed that out. I totally forgot about that until you brought it back into mind. That the penis paddle ball was pretty funny.
It was funny.
And then I love that they did the Family Guy reference with B. Bush.
I don't remember it. Tell me more.
So they took the queen bee. Out of a hive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, and yes, yes.
Was it Steve-O? They put it on his penis.
Yeah, yep. Oh,
and then
my God.
All the bees, like, got on his junk, just like the episode of Family Guy.
He got stung so many times.
I hate you, bees. I hate you, bees. I hate you, bees.
I didn't realize that was a Family Guy ripoff or homage.
Yeah,
because
Family Guy
that.
Wanted to be Jackass, and so they did a whole episode where Peter and the guys are doing Jackass stunts. And then they're like, all right, I'm Quagmire and this is Bee Bush. Like I put honey all over my crotch and I got a whole bunch of bees on here. And Peter's like, all right, now we got to piss him off. And they blow an air horn next to him.
Oh my god.
Not shove him over. He's like, all right, I gotta walk over to the hive, and they just shove him into it, and there's bees going.
But I also liked the bear with danger. Oh my god.
Oh,
dude.
Then there was the snake one.
Oh, which one? Didn't they have more than one snake?
They
one?
Did a lot of snake stuff where they turned the lights off and pretended that the rattlesnake got
loose.
Oh,
yeah, that was good.
And then they threw the fake snake on somebody in the middle.
My favorite was that they were like, yeah, like, I'm going to go through that door. Like, they've been burned enough to know you don't just go through a door.
Right.
But the new guy, he just goes through. And he's just like, bing! Oh, what the fuck?
The pan right off the side of the face.
Oh, and then he fucking breaks the table trying to escape.
Jumping over it to go nowhere. Jumping.
Oh, man. If you haven't watched.
I just imagine all the guys like. I just imagine all the guys like for life every door that they haven't been through. Come up real slow and just like check the corners. Like, where is it?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like if you're friends with Ashton Kutcher, right? Like you're always looking to be punked.
Yeah. What was the? I saw something not that long ago where they thought that they were getting punked.
No, who's the new punk host?
I don't know that there is one. Is there?
Smashton Kutcher.
I want to say I saw something with Chance the Rapper on there.
That would make sense, but I don't know.
And I'm not even 100% sure it was Chance the Rapper, but he was D12 a balls. Dude with the ball cap.
Tyler the Creator?
Could be.
Who
Man.
Hosts like Punked?
Chance the Rapper always wear the three on it or something.
I got to figure out why your connection is so shit.
Yeah, we
got to
do something
right
about Dave, because Dave is distractingly bad.
I'm pausing this.
Yeah, all right.
Or actually, where are we at? 33 minutes. Okay, I'm going to come out there and see if I can figure this out. 33 minutes. Time out.
Here. Oh, I heard that.
Heard that? Really? Sure. You heard that?
Do you have a Ethernet connection on there? Do you have a spot where you can plug one in if you did have one?
No, I don't. I can connect to a different.
Yeah, you can try a different one.
Are you connected
help.
To the 5.1 or like a 2.4?
It's cutting out every time you try to talk, and it wasn't bad before we got Jake on, and so I was like, well, that's weird.
Should I try slower than poop?
Yeah, you can try it. Let me see if this gray one is. Oh, you don't have anything. Yeah, try that and see if that works better.
Oh, I'm a dick.
Wasn't that the mic you're using?
Yeah, but I need to get my numbers.
Oh. Oh, shit. Forgot.
Mustache.
Here, we'll try that and see if that works. And, yeah.
How did I get put on Lifetime? Why is my TV on Rizzoli and Isles?
Rizzoli and Isles.
If I don't beat the wife home, I gotta sit there and watch damn Rizzoli and damn Isles.
Dave?
I think he's connecting to a different Wi-Fi, so he might be out a minute. Yeah. Did you watch Moon Knight yet?
I haven't had an opportunity. Is it good?
No, it's pretty good. Dave and I both watched it, so we thought we'd ask if you watched it yet.
You can go ahead and talk about it. It's like it probably won't ruin my viewing experience.
I don't think there's like I don't think we could ruin the first episode. I mean, like, I guess you could.
Like, and then this guy dies.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Oh, that's better.
Immediately better.
1,000 times better. Okay, 33. So about 2 full minutes I'll just cut out. So 33. I'm going to write this down.
And then he froze again. It's really unsettling to have to look Dave in the eye like this when he's not moving.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
I don't know. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Hey, Dave.
Do you like the Ducks?
Can you hear us? Can you hear us? I don't think he can hear us.
This is when he's like, yes, I can
hear you. I'm going to tell him to go back to the other one and then just have him do it without video.
Yeah.
Oh, and my lights just changed. That's cool.
What's going on in your house? Do you have a poltergeist?
I definitely have a poltergeist. Oh, there he is.
Better?
Dave, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I just texted you. So that I can hear you.
I see it vibrated. Yeah. Turn off your video.
Oh, there he goes. We get like 10 good seconds of Dave.
That's what she said. And this is the technical difficulties portion of your podcast. I wonder if he's trying to figure out how to turn off the video. It's down at the bottom, if you can't tell. It's the two things in the middle. I'm going to go out there, text me if he figures it out.
Okay.
Let me show you. It should just be.
There is an ICU. Just...
Yeah, that's the one you want.
Okay.
Was a lug nut.
Yeah?
Yeah, he was on, because my dad's a jerk and has 5,000 Wi-Fi connections, and he can't just name them normally. He has three of them named the same thing, and two of them have numbers on it, and Dave assumed that the one that said 5G would be the best. Nope.
Lug nut fixed it.
And look at that. Look at him. Look at me doing it.
Oh, same thing.
Well, he was. It's still better. I mean, like, the picture quality was better at first. But then it just went away.
And now, like, it's the same thing. Like, we get 2-3 seconds, and then he just...
Bleep. Yeah, I don't...
Like, is his computer, maybe, is his computer,
I was gonna
plugged
say,
in?
It is.
Is he also running, like, 400 programs? Does he have a torrent program open?
I don't know. Well, anyway, we'll just continue Dave,
the Dave Free Show.
Yeah, I would say turn off as many things on your... Oh, there he's back again. If you have other things running, try to turn off as much as you can, and yep, he'll just go.
I got nothing.
Yeah.
I closed everything before I even opened it.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a nice conversation
but you sound
been able to have.
You sound clear, so yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll
work.
My video off.
Leave it in.
You guys know what I look like.
I could cut that, or I could leave it in.
Leave it in. This is a one-take podcast, so people can fast forward if they really want to. They'd be like,
I mean, that's fair.
What's Jake doing? Watching TikTok? Yep, that's exactly what I was doing while that was happening.
Yada 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 yada. Yada. Oh my god, we were at the track meet yesterday, and you text me, and so. It goes yada yada yada, and this girl turns around like, oh. And I was like, no, that's not what you think it is. I have a buddy who works at a place that builds yachts, and that song came out
right about the time.
The TikToks happened, and we're like, oh, he works at a yada 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 yada, and she was like, oh,
she's like,
Okay.
Reasonable enough story for me to believe you.
I will take that.
It's very good.
It's very good. It's like, yeah. You gave me a weirdly specific amount of detail for that story to either be a really, really good lie yeah. or the truth. So I'm going to let this go.
Oh, man. But I started to say earlier that I have the nerdiest track team
yeah,
ever.
Yeah.
Because they brought 3 chess boards on the trip. They
Nerds.
Played chess 3 hours up there. We get to the track meet. They brought one of the boards out to the field. I was like, hey, you guys, go ahead and take a couple laps and get warmed up. And they're like, I think we're going to play chess first. It's like, is this a fucking traveling chess club or a track team? What are we doing here?
They're like, we got to take on the sailors chess team after this.
Yeah.
So I'm making them shirts.
yeah.
Riddle track team slash chess club.
Slash chess club.
You should start making weird like suits.
Oh, I should wear my suit from Vegas, the velour one.
Yeah,
you're to the next meet.
I worked for a St. Patty's Day dinner with Sarah's family, and her dad walked in, and her dad's a very like short jeans and a t-shirt, like blue collar dude, and he walks in and looks at me, and you just see the look of disappointment in the man that her daughter had chosen.
Aren't those times fun?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I love disappointing people.
You're excellent at it.
Hey, my mom said if you're gonna do something, be good at it, right?
That's
right.
True.
That's true.
She did say that.
And then she told me to get the fuck out of the house. But you know.
Which you did very well.
Which you also did, yes. You got out
I did
of several.
A couple times.
Two times.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's gotten to you yet, but there is a guy who apparently works at Home Depot who just on the and I haven't been to the website. This website like kind of scares me. AngryFilipino.com. Like he is just in the back window of his car. It just says AngryFilipino.com, and
I've seen the picture of it.
I don't think I'm allowed to go to this website.
I'm not going to check it out.
I'm getting on it right now.
Yeah, you see, that's why we asked you.
I'm going to go through my Wi-Fi. Whatever. Fuck it.
Was it Filipino with an F or a PH?
With an F.
Okay. Because it's talking about the people. AngryFilipino.com.
.com. I curm mostly for the shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's almost springtime for the spring game. I wish they still did the spring sale, though.
I wish they didn't ruin the spring sale.
Yeah.
Well, it really opens good. With the official website of Angry Filipino, infamous cosplayer. There's a
I did not get that.
That means more than famous.
Waifu. Connoisseur. Fire sauce dipping.
Connoisseur of what?
It just connoisseur. Of... Is that something you can put on your resume?
I'm a connoisseur.
Funko Pop collector.
Yeah, that's something we need to put on our website.
It sounds legit. I think that should be on there.
Like, I got 36.
I have many baseball cards from the early 1990s.
Like, all right, I'll give you $40. I'll give you $40.
Sold
immediately.
By the way, this isn't a plug for this guy's YouTube channel or anything.
Oh, it's a YouTube channel?
He's got a YouTube channel. This guy looks like he's face painted like Sting.
Okay.
I noticed Jake Pete perked up.
He's I was like, wait a minute, hold on. AngryFilipino.com? I want to see the Sting thing.
Right? Oh my god.
It's a guy who describes himself as, I'm only a YouTube character who is a bit of a baddie. So thanks for knocking down Filipino men talking like that. That talks about anime. Strike two, cosplaying.
Wait, hold on. You like anime.
Oh, man.
No, I like hentai. Get it right.
Oh, my right? B. My B.
God. That reminds me of a certain person I work with. hates weeaboos like that. Oh my god.
I really wish I could meet this kid just so I could just turn.
If you come down here, you can.
Yeah, just turn his brain into a pretzel.
Oh man.
Just be like,
what was today's thing?
You were hot at him today.
Dude, all week he's just been on my nerves. What was today's thing?
It was like
he was picking up trash.
Oh, it was. It was. Yeah. He was pissed because he was picking up trash. I like that Dave knew. He had to pick up trash because yesterday after I left for my track meet, he got in trouble because one of the kids in the gym they were going to play mush ball. He was pretending to hit another kid with the bat, and obviously he doesn't understand that the real world is not the WWE, and that sometimes people pretend. And so he grabs a football and chucks it at the kid, and actually hits him kind of hard. and so he gets in trouble. And then today, when he showed up, he had to pick up trash. So as soon as he gets there, I'm like, hey, you need to come with me. And he's like, okay. He's like, you are picking up trash today. It's like, ugh. So I took him down the hall.
Hair.
Right? Because he does have like an emo cut. I knew what you were doing. Jake tried to do it. He didn't have that.
I don't have any hair. I did the flip.
Got him some of the blue rubber gloves and a garbage bag. And I made him go pick up trash for like half an hour. And the whole time he's just cussing.
Yeah,
just,
he's pissed.
Like, people out here vandalizing as I'm drawing on the side.
Yeah, that part, I was laughing pretty good at that one. I just, well, there's a scratch right here. That's vandalism, and you're over there drawing smiley faces on.
Yeah, smiley faces.
Yeah, at first I drew boobs, and I was like, okay, now I'm going to make it into a face.
It's a rabbit. Trust me, it's a rabbit,
it's
really.
It's a rabbit, yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, and then the rats things, like, oh my god.
Dude, who was it that he was getting on somebody about throwing their garbage away, and you're like, they've probably eaten food before.
The PE teacher.
Oh yeah, he was trying to give the business to the PE teacher.
He was like, hey, and make sure that goes in the trash after you're done with it. And I'm like, dude, he's probably eaten a sandwich before. He knows where the trash goes.
He's an adult that has eaten in his lifetime.
Yeah, oh, man. And then, the fucking recruiter.
Oh,
the
God.
Army recruiter.
Yes.
I accidentally recorded him flirting with one of the high school girls. And I'm like, he's, like, up in her face, and that is not in an aggressive way. Like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah.
It was definitely
all right.
Like high school girls.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I became a recruiter, so I can go back to high school and get chicks.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna go for the rhyme there. So that's why I became a recruiter, to go back and get that high school cooter.
Yeah. I heard it when you said rhyme, so
yep.
I was like,
you knew exactly
sense.
Where I was going
yep.
with that. Like
that is legit.
You put up the three, like the shot was already going in. You're like, it's in. Here it comes.
Yeah. You already passed half court, going back.
It's like if we're standing around drinking and someone says, "This is to the breezes that blows through the trees."
Blows through the trees. Oh my god! Did I send you that pic that I found the old bed? It was the bedboard, I guess. Is that what it'd be called? Baseboard.
Okay. Baseboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I found that, and I had written the whole thing
on the bottom.
No, you
didn't show
me that. I have it outside. I'll take a picture this weekend. But okay. I was over there, or up at Gramps's, cleaning out the shed that I had to move my stuff out of because Tyson sold the place. And I moved this old bunk bed set, and the baseboards was there, and I flip it up and I just see this is to the breezes, and I just started laughing. I was like, oh my god, I forgot about this. And I had written down the whole poem, or whatever you want to call it, chant. And I took a picture. I'm pretty sure I sent it to Dave.
Yeah, you sent it to me.
Yeah.
And then I immediately went into the house and had a drink.
Snatched down the hatch. Oh, I'll say the whole thing in case someone wants to do this at home. This is to the breezes that blows through the treeses, raises the skirts above the kneeses, teases, pleases, and spreads diseases. Snatch down the hatch. Down the hatch. Boop, boop, boop. I'll have a drink. Yeah.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Ducks.
Speaking of Altman got that old 5-star recruit.
I heard that. My dad was like, "Do you see this?" And I was like, "No," but I kind of had an idea it was going to happen. Pretty good. What is his name? Mookie.
Mookie.
Mookie. Remember when they used to do that, Mookie Blaylock, when he was in the NBA?
Mookie.
It was Stuart Scott's thing. Mookie.
I don't remember that. No.
Yeah, well. I used to watch Sports Center every morning when I'd get ready for school, and now I mostly don't care about sports.
Yeah.
Is that a name that's actually a name?
I don't think
professional athletes have their nickname, and everyone just knows him as that nickname.
Yeah, I think Mookie was one of his his nickname. But Mookie Betts, that's his real name.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's what I was thinking. I was like, I don't know if Mookie Betts is actually
Like, you remember Sleepy Perkins?
Yeah.
That was a nickname, but that's all they ever called him. And that's not a name I don't think you could get away with calling somebody. I mean, I guess if he were calling himself that.
His name
or
is
Darren Hubert Williams.
Darren O'Shea Mookie Blaylock. Or Duran, pardon me.
It's probably just Darren. Yeah, who knows?
Is supposed to be Jacques.
Yeah. Oh, and my favorite is Jacques is also how Jackie that you've met from tailgating spells her name. It's
Jacques.
It's Jackie, but it's Jacques. Whatever. Fucking weirdos.
Jacques.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Who's the Nell?
I haven't heard that in so long. Oh my God!
That was a blast from the past.
Story time.
Story time.
Story time. Hey yo.
Hey yo.
So Jake used to come down and hang out with us in Myrtle Creek, and
now that things are normalizing in my world, that's Summerfest isn't that far away.
Well, yeah, let's do that. We had this girl. God, we had really had a big group of friends, though, that would hang out.
Yeah.
And one of them, her dad is the shop teacher at Riddle, which is funny. her name was Shayna. Do you remember the story of how that all played out, the Shaynal thing?
Me?
Yeah.
I just remember I kept saying it because she kept responding to it, so I just kept it going.
Okay, so the original backstory to that is somebody was I think it was you. You would not say her name right, and you had heard Shaynal from Darren or somebody, and she kept trying to say no, it's Shayna, and you're like Shaynal. Shayna.
Yes.
Shaynal. Shayna. Shaynal.
No matter just
that. Shaynal. No matter what she said, she's like, I give up. You're like, goddamn right you do.
She's like, yes, 1-0.
Yeah. Scoreboard.
Scoreboard. See you later, Shaynal. And it's Shayna.
But then later, she ended up moving to Corvallis, and we hung out with her there.
I don't remember that.
Oh, I do. Because we went over to the apartment she lived in, and her roommate, which was Dave knows, Tessa Falk, she was passed out on the bathroom floor. That's why I was over there, because Shane was like, hey, you should come see Tessa. And I was like, really?
You should come see my passed out.
And so I took pictures of her, and she's like, you're never going to let me live that down. I was like, no, not once.
Not never.
Hey guys, come over here and see my passed out friend real quick.
Doesn't that sound like a Myrtle Creek thing when you're in Corvallis?
Yeah, that sounds a Corvallis thing.
Probably. Didn't do very many Corvallis things, but I'll count that one.
Yeah, Corvallis. Yeah, There's a Corvallis lot of
sucks.
There's a lot of people telling people to come over and look at their passed out thing. But most of them play for the football team.
Oh, cut that.
Leave it in.
Oh shit.
All right. So, it's time for the Alex segment of the podcast. Da-da-da. Thank you. Play the music. Yes. Okay. So. All right. Is that it? All right. I just want to say that for the first time this season, I get to celebrate Max Verstappen winning the Jeddah Grand Prix. It's happened twice in 4 months. Twice in 4 months it's happened. The man can't be stopped. It's going to be Red Bull all the way. Doesn't matter. Everyone else is terrible. Everyone else on the grid is awful. Lewis Hamilton, washed. He's washed. He's terrible. He can't find the tires. He can't get Bono and him. They're not getting it together. Ferrari, Italian Harry Potter is going to fuck it up. Like, it's Red Bull all the way. Like, Haas is nobody. Like, it's Red Bull all day. Red Bull all the way. And that concludes the segment of Alex.
Wow. So, first, did you practice that?
No, that was all extemporaneous.
Second, wow. Wow. God damn. Like, that sounds to me like you've listened to him. I mean, like, I listen every week.
Right.
And I'm on here. I can't do that. There's no way I can. No. Like, maybe if I write it out and then listen to it a couple times. No. Like, wow.
I don't think I could imitate you.
See, I was trying to think of that, too. Like, earlier, I was like, okay, so this impression of Alex is great. Could they do one of me? And I was like, I don't know. There's little things that I do.
Right, but there's like, you and I have a very similar speech pattern.
Yeah. It's like kind of our group, our inflections.
Yeah.
Kind of,
how our voice will go up and down. Like, we all kind of do that.
Yeah.
I also find it funny the way you mentioned that, like, we all have different tones to infer different meaning. We could say the same thing. I could say if I said like this.
Right.
You know, it means different if I said it like this.
Yeah. Yes. That's the crazy thing about texting today is because, like, kids, first of all, they don't know what a fucking period is.
Mm-mm.
But second, like, they think they communicate well over text, but really you have to just assume that everybody texting is a fucking idiot when they text.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how that works. But yeah,
someone you know,
yeah,
they're all idiots.
And that's why
also,
like,
assume the simple thing, right? Like, don't assume that they said, I'm going to dinner that night, sorry I can't make it. That doesn't mean that you're the worst person who ever lived. It means that they have dinner planned that night and they can't make it. Most 90% of people aren't making shit up to get away from you.
Yeah.
The other 10% of people are Dave Deaton.
Yeah. I lie a lot.
He's like, fuck you, I'm not coming to that shit. You know what I was thinking about the other day, Dave? Do you remember when...
What were you thinking about the other day?
Hey, you know, here, this is what I was thinking about the other day. You remember when you came up to Eugene and it just happened to be the night of the, the Whitaker block party? And
yes.
We were cruising around in your Jeep and just, like, we were, like, randomly picking people up and driving them all over Eugene and just being drunk. We're just driving around and, like, we're headed to the Whitaker block party, and there's these two girls are just walking down the road who are obviously going to the Whitaker block party too, and we're like, hey, wanna hop in the Jeep with two wild and crazy guys?
Well, we also ended up going to Junction City.
Did we?
To a couple chicks' house, because they were there, and I know them from here, from Myrtle Creek.
That's right.
I'm just trying to remember which chicks it was.
Huh.
Because we're just mobbing around the Whitaker block party, looking at all the hippies.
There's, like, this one woman who just, like, stopped in the middle of the street and, like, just started peeing. It was in the middle of the street.
Yep. Oh.
Yep.
Wow.
And so we're just walking around with, like, I think we each had a six pack, and we're just, like, observing.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah, because that was short. I'd only been home not too long after, or not too long before that.
Oh, yeah.
So that was kind of like,
Corvallis.
So yeah, because I was living in Corvallis. And the only time I really went to Eugene was for games. So I remember, like, we're just cruising around Eugene, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is Eugene.
Yeah.
And chick has got more armpit hair than I do.
And I don't remember if, like, I had you come down because it was the Wit block party or if it just happened that it was going on.
I can't remember.
Because I remember we went to, like, an Elks Lodge at one point.
So this is when Dave lived with me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I remember this happening because I didn't go. And it was because you knew that there was the Whitaker block party that night. And,
okay.
And you kind of thought, like, you would end up hanging out with Jake.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
Well, also, I remember I did a lot of things I would not normally do because there was the potential for chicks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Because I was shortly divorced, Dave.
Yeah. Fresh out of the Navy. He's only seen man ass for the last several years.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Like, he may as well been on a submarine because the only thing going down was that boat.
Or my wife on other people.
On other dudes, yeah.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth!
Oh my god.
How have we not talked about that yet?
Well, because everybody has talked about
true.
It, and here we are.
Here we are, again. And there it is. Here we are, and there it is.
Yeah, that was so fun to me because I watch the Oscars, I watch all the award shows, and I'm sitting there, I'm like, huh, that looked real.
Yeah.
And then the fucking audio cut out, and I was like, they don't cut the audio for stuff that's real and planned, unless they're cussing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, no, I think this is real. So I jump on Twitter. I also text you guys real fast. I'm like, Will Smith just fucking punched Chris Rock. I didn't know it was a slap. And then I get on Twitter and I see clips. And then I start sending you guys clips.
Yeah.
And then I start sending the audio, the uncut audio. And Alex is like, it's fake. And I was like, I don't think Chris Rock's that good of an actor.
Yeah, he was rattled.
When he started to restarted to introduce the category, he's like, tonight we're giving away a documentary. No, I mean, an Oscar for a documentary. Like, he doesn't act that well.
Yeah, he wasn't with it.
I saw Grown Ups.
Yeah,
so...
Chris Rock is Chris Rock.
Yeah. Acting is not his thing. Telling jokes, yes.
And the only
acting,
like,
and telling jokes, clearly that's like hit or miss.
Right. Yeah. Because
that G.I. Jane thing, not his best work.
Yeah.
How come? Like that, you go there when you want Chris Rock.
Exactly. How come every time Chris Rock goes to Oscars,
I did see a funny meme and it had a picture of Amy Schumer and it said Amy Schumer's face after she realized. After she learned you can now get slapped for bad jokes.
Oh, man. And she's been accused of stealing jokes so many times. And then it happened again from the Oscars. I'm trying to remember what the joke was that she stole. But it was definitely something I'd heard before. I'm like, that's not very original, but whatever.
Yeah, then there was the TikTok you sent me when she was like, apparently they didn't look up reviews.
That was so bad. Like, when you have to stop in the middle of your joke to make sure everyone's getting it.
Yeah.
Not a good joke.
Everyone, that was a punchline.
Guys, did you get that? Remember that time I told that joke?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was not very vocal.
It was not awesome.
It was
Alex,
not very
you're back.
Oh my god. But
Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. I don't know, man.
And then the next day, maybe it was, it was probably Monday that there was I saw the meme that was like, I wouldn't have known that the Oscars even happened if Will Smith hadn't smacked Chris Rock.
Yeah, honestly.
And I thought of that as it was happening. I was like, you know how many people are going to know that the Oscars are happening now because of that shit?
Well, I'd heard the random theory that it was like, they're like, oh, well, it's because nobody has gone to see King Richard. I'm like, that's because it's about a guy who's a piece of shit.
I was going to say King Richard was on HBO, so I had watched it.
Ah.
That was one of those that was on that.
Venus William's sister's dad. Yeah.
That it's in my things to watch. I've been wanting to watch that.
It's not terrible, but I was like, the movie, I guess.
that did happen.
Yeah, that did happen. And then they had.
There's a lot that happened that wasn't in that movie, but hey.
Yeah. One of the things that bugged me about the Oscars too was Samuel L. Jackson finally got an Oscar. I mean, it may have been an honorary thing for like a lifetime achievement type stuff, but they gave it to him on Friday or Saturday. It was definitely before. And
I
not
get every time they gonna give a black. Oh, wait,
no, nope. It was just Sam Jackson, and I was like, you don't think people would have watched that? Like,
I'd watch Sam Jackson's. Sam. Yeah.
Can they
Everyone wants Sam to win.
Can the mm-hmm. can the Golden Globes like give him like a lifetime achievement award and have him go up there and just cut a promo on everybody?
That'd be fun.
Well, I mean, isn't he the highest grossing actor in history
of all time?
Like
yeah.
Is yep. he?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He like his movie, all of his movies combined have made like $27 billion.
He's been in the Avengers mm-hmm. plus the other 150 movies.
Plus, and then yeah, and then Pulp Fiction. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the number is $27 billion.
That's insane.
And I'm like, that's Star Wars. Incredible.
Yep, exactly. Yep. He was in Star Wars as well.
And he got his own lightsaber he wanted it.
His own color.
Yeah, his own color just because he wanted it.
Right, and then when he did that, then all the Star Wars nerds were like, wait, that's not how Star Wars lore works. And then so fucking Disney, when they bought Star Wars, had to go and write it out. Like, god damn it, somebody's a bunch of whiny ass nerds probably playing chess on a track meet bus.
Yeah, shut up, nerds.
Go play chess, boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a pretty secret nerd, but like gatekeeping nerds just go to sleep or something.
Yeah, but back to the fucking the Will Smith thing. Like, I don't know if I agree with him hitting Chris Rock for that joke. To me, it's a joke, and you're not supposed to fucking hit people telling jokes.
And
that's just part of it.
You're also really not supposed to hit someone for a joke that you laughed at.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And not only that, but like if nobody at the Golden Globes has gotten up and hit Ricky Gervais,
right,
you don't get to hit Chris Rock.
Yeah, like Ricky Gervais straight up just calls all the people in the audience like dirt bags and like
he's like, hey, you're all friends with a pedophile.
Yeah, right. Like just straight mm-hmm. at them and you get a G.I. Jane joke. Yeah, I get it. It's about her alopecia, but she was laughing about that shit before the show.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a side.
Yeah.
Yeah, you rolled your eyes because it was a bad joke. I get that. But now your husband, who you guys have been going through shit together, like, now he's got to react and feels like he has to react, or else he's probably going to, you know, not feel like he's worthy of something else. Who knows? Like, I don't know what the thought process
keep
is there, but there's definitely...
my wife's mouth.
Smile!
Those cuts, it's like, yep.
Hey, my favorite one was the Eminem one.
I missed that one.
Oh, I'll see if I can find it. Will Smith got a cuss on his raps to sell records and like, yeah.
Enough said.
I don't know how much face you actually saved by slapping Chris Rock for making a joke about your wife that you were some reason still with, that on national TV told you that she had entanglements.
Yeah. Let's see if this is it. Is this the one?
Entanglements.
I think that's the word she used for cheating on him.
Here's the one we just talked about. Maybe it'll play. My mic's weird like that.
I'm going to.
No, that's not. I'll see if I can find the Eminem one. But anyway.
Will Smith don't have to cuss when they're apt to sell records. There's a lot of weirdness going on around the whole Will Smith IP. Like, a dramatic version of Bel Air, of Fresh Prince.
Sell records.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it didn't.
Yep, it cut
didn't
out.
Translate.
All right, I'll send it to you. Anyway.
Anyway.
What were you saying?
Who knows?
I did hear another funny theory, and I haven't looked into it, so I'm not saying that this is real at all. But Pfizer sponsored the Oscars.
Mm-hmm. And they gave everyone COVID.
Jada had alopecia. And Pfizer's coming out with an alopecia medication. And when was the last time you talked about alopecia?
Dun, dun, dun!
The last time I talked about alopecia, I was working with a guy named Jeremy, and we worked together at Dex, and he was black too, and he had alopecia. But his wasn't as severe as Jada's was. He only had a couple spots that were missing, but that would be the last time I would talked about alopecia.
It's oddly specific, so thank you.
Hey, there's enough specific detail that's either a really good lie.
Usually when someone says, you don't even know the last time you talked about something, and then you know. But it is a very specific thing to talk about, so that would make sense, I guess. So
it's either a really good lie or the truth.
Yeah. All right, Jake, look at your text, and then play the song, and then...
We'll say goodnight.
Yeah.
I found a video the other day. It was like all the non-word parts of Smooth Criminal.
I saw that too.
Good shit. We want to thank Dave for being here. Even though, you know, the first 20 minutes was brutal as fuck.
It's Dave.
Big Dave.
Figure out the internet connection, dumbass.
I got that 5G connection there.
That's why I got no gas in it. Where I got a tech guy.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but these people, they could have been anywhere in the world, but they're here with us. We appreciate that. Check out redarrowpnw.com and badfacts.info.
Badfacts.info.
Check out, hey, if you see one of our stickers out in the wild, like, take a picture of it, send it to it. I posted some on Instagram the other day. Red Arrow Production. Get at us.
Yeah.
So, because I'm going to start posting shit again.
Wait, did you make new stickers?
I still have to make the It's Very Good stickers. I've been catching up on other fribbles that I want to buy.
Well, hey.
But for this episode, this edition of my show with Alex and Jake, good night, universe.
That's podcast.
Bye.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right, guys. Take it easy.
Dave.
Fuck you, Deaton.
Right?
Did you...